producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Circle the day on your calendar. Today is the day after yesterday and the day before tomorrow. How about them apples? Got that straight. So that means we are A-okay. We're good to go, as they say at NASA and other places as well. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, and other of our fine connectors. It could be either one of those things on social media. And social media would not be possible without all of the business of the internet and connection and having the ability to use all this technology that's out there. Every single aspect of all of our lives is pretty much predicated on how well we can use technology. Last night, the lady and I in my life were on her Facebook page, and on the page, every 14, 15 seconds would come up on the screen this box that said, you aren't connected, and you have to put your password in, and we must have spent 15 minutes looking at things, but 14 of them were, when it stopped, you had to click the button to go back in because you can't remember her password. And so you are confronted with those things, and they're annoying, but they're not insurmountable. It's just they're annoying. There are some things that are connected to technology, however, that are more than annoying. They're dangerous. Things that are connected to your money. Things that are connected to your bank account. Things that are connected to how you do your business, how you pay your bills, that sort of thing, whether you're paying bills online or whether you pay them when you go to the store or however you purchase things, there is a big change in what they call EMV, the EuroPay MasterCard, Visa card, the credit cards with that embedded chip, the credit card that's supposed to protect you, the credit card that sees what you're doing at the stores. Retailers were supposed to have these all in place by the 1st of October. That is, the ability to use the machinery so that you can be as protected as the people in Europe and the rest of the world, because we're so far behind in that department that it's kind of, I don't know, scary is the right word, but it's kind of weird because we're supposed to be this big hunga-bunga. We're on top of most of these things were developed here, so how come we can't have the best? Which is a question I don't have an answer for. Richie, do you have an answer for why we can't be the best?
Yeah, the expense. We are so much larger than most of these other small countries that there's more of these machines that need to be changed out. Uh-huh. And the retailers and the banking associations, Visa and whatnot, argued for years over who should pay to change all of the equipment out.
They should.
Yes.
And so now, what happens to retailers who do not make this work? Well, there are...
I think there's fines instituted if they don't get it within...
But I don't have a car. I have four credit cards, and none of them are the new credit cards, and I'm with 60-some-odd% of the rest of the population doesn't have the new cards.
All but one of mine. I have five, and all but one of mine have the chips.
Yeah. Kenny is...
I have five, and I have two that have chips.
Wait a minute. How come you both have more credit cards than I do?
I have work credit cards and personal credit cards.
Ooh.
So I have two for work and then three for home. And one of them is my debit card.
But you've all agreed, you, Kenny and Richie, have agreed these cards are safer and better.
Yes.
In some respects. However, there are problems. The smart chip credit card scams that have developed are real. And so in a moment, Dr. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law, will join us to tell you how to protect yourself from these scams right here on the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Your local pharmacist is also a HealthMart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her HealthMart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
I meet the guy who does that and see what his... I want to see what his...
Musicians save up to 30% on over a quarter million instruments during Guitar Center's Fall Savings Event. Pick up the legendary Fender Squire Strat or a classic Yamaha acoustic guitar, both under $100. Two Zildjian ZBT cymbals for $69. A three-pack of D'Addario electric or acoustic guitar strings for $10. Or create your own deal with a 15% off coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Good on select single items, $199 or more. Check out hundreds of items priced too low to advertise this Thursday through Monday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is an attorney, a lawyer. Wait a minute. An attorney and a lawyer? You're both of those things? That's the first time I think I've ever done that. How long? I've been introducing you on the radio for, what, 20 years?
Yeah.
I have never said that about you before in the same breath. An attorney and a lawyer. So that's, maybe you should put that on your card.
Actually, most people say attorney, a lot of lawyers say attorney and counselor at law, because an attorney is just somebody who is representing you, so it doesn't even have to be a lawyer. So
really?
You were actually correct.
Wow. He's the founder, Steve is the founder of Scamicide.com, which is a website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams, providing you with the latest information about things that are around us. And certainly this new smart chip credit card system leaves itself wide open for scams, Steve.
Yeah, very much so. You know, this is going to be a good thing. However,
the scam or the credit card?
Well, for both. I think it will reduce credit card fraud. The big kind of data breaches that we first became aware of with Target, where people are hacking into the computers of major retailers and stealing the credit card information, that won't be able to be done so readily anymore. And it's because, first of all, that we were vulnerable because we were using state-of-the-art technology from the 1960s with the information embedded on a magnetic strip. But now, supposedly, the rule as of October 1st is computer chips on the card. So they're an encrypted specific number that it changes every time it's used will be done. So if the bad guys hack into the processors, they're going to get a number that's going to be useless to them. The regulation is one that deals with who's going to be responsible for the fraud that does occur if there's a problem, and that's between banks, credit card issuers, and the retailers. So we don't have to worry about that. However, what we do have to worry about it is, even though the deadline came October 1st, most of the banks, most of the companies, most of the credit card issuers have not yet sent out all of the cards and changed over. So a lot of us are going to get emails from, or it looks like it's from, our credit card company telling us to just confirm some information, click on this link, don't do it, because those are from the scammers.
All right. So in this circumstance, you wrote in the USA Today yesterday, that sort of a lengthy explanation of how this works. I guess the simple bottom line here is that the credit card companies are way behind in releasing this. So why did they put this thing in force on October 1st when 60% of us, I have four credit cards, I don't have one new one from any of the three providers?
It's amazing. First of all, why did they delay? I tell my students at Bentley University the answer to every question is it's about the money. It's going to be costly for them to do this, the retailers to put in the new machines, the credit card companies to issue the cards. The rule came in. It is a regulation of the major credit card companies who formed this trade organization. However, it's just plain stupidity because credit card companies that don't issue that card, they are going to be held responsible for what are going to be millions and millions and millions of fraudulent charges, because the scammers know the time is up, and so they are going to be getting in there. They're probably in these companies now. It just hasn't been discovered. So, stupidity. Ron White is one of my favorite comedians, and he has a line, there's no cure for stupid. And unfortunately, that's the case with a lot of these retailers and credit card companies.
All right. So the general rule of thumb, however, that you discuss, you have a book called Identity Theft Alert, and in the book you are very focused on people giving their information or even opening, maybe this is the basic stuff here. It seems almost trivial, like any third grader would know not to open an email from whom you know not. Is that
exactly. My motto is, trust me, you can't trust anybody. And frankly, you take it further than that. If I get something from Doug Steffen and it has a link,
you can be sure it's a scam.
But I'm not going to click on it until I get back to you and say, did you really send that?
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is people will get their emails hacked, companies will get their emails hacked, and so it looks like it comes from a legitimate source. You can't click, you can't provide information until you've confirmed it's legit.
And so this is a rule of thumb for everybody. Just don't be foolish. That's really the bottom line. So how well do your students get all of this? And can they relate?
You know, it's interesting. Unfortunately, college students just think they are invulnerable.
Yep.
And they don't really give a lot of thought to this kind of security. That being said, I got to admit, and it's not just that I'm saying about my particular students, the kids at Bentley University, and it's primarily a business school, are motivated, smart, and they really know what they're doing. So they're going to be generally better than most college students. Most college students, along with the elderly, are the biggest number of people that get scammed, but not my students.
All right, only a couple of seconds left. Are there now legal specialties in scams?
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming out because there's so many people that are affected. There are class actions against companies like Sony that have data breaches. So, yes, you are finding lawyers who are going to the money.
Check out scamaside.com, dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams just like this one from the credit card, well, the credit card scheme department, shall we say, not from the credit card companies. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Time to get jiggy.
The two you are the kids all across the land. There's no need to argue. Parents just want to understand.
We're going to let Jennifer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's rude.
That mistake.
Sing along with Will Smith. You can call this singing. Go ahead. Crank it up, Peter.
My little sister all hopped in the car. We headed downtown to the gallery mall. My mom started bugging with the clothes she chose. I didn't see nothing.
All right. How old is this?
Oh, 87, 88.
Right. So this comes from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah. Well, this is the Fresh DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
And then they went on to do the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay. Would you, for the unwashed, explain who DJ Jazzy Jeff is?
He was the silent DJ in DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Oh, of course.
Okay,
why didn't
so
I know that?
Will Smith was the Fresh Prince. Yeah. DJ Jazzy Jeff was DJ Jazzy Jeff. Mm-hmm. And then during the late 80s, they came up with this cool rock band. They were very, I mean, they did funny, colorful videos. DJ Jazzy Jeff never said much. Will Smith was definitely the front man. He would rap, and Jazzy Jeff would play the music.
Okay, I have an idea. I would like to...
You're a white girl. How do you know all this?
Oh, my God. But I don't listen to white music.
No, she doesn't listen to white
music. Oh, okay.
And everything we refer to as white music and black music.
Yes.
All right. This thing, is that connected to the song White Wedding?
No. This song was for everybody.
Is there a song called Black Wedding?
It would probably be in rap.
Silence.
Probably.
Silence. Right. I know. You know when you go too far, we're like, what?
What?
What? Okay. Be quiet.
So let's try to figure this out because Will Smith has returned to music for the first time in a decade.
It's a bigger deal than that because Will Smith was in music by himself. But he's returning with DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Ah. All right.
Oh. So nostalgia tour.
He's apparently this new album that he's releasing is something that caused him a great deal of strife because he was worried he wouldn't have what it took. And apparently, it was very easy for him before, and he's done stuff since Prince of Fresh Prince, right?
Oh, I mean, he's been an he's been an actor. I mean, gosh, huge movie star.
Yeah, right. And not too smart because he's not in the next Independence Day. I've been happy to throw that lick at him every time something comes up about him. All right, so what's new here, Kenny? What's the new? There's a new album. They're going to do a tour together. Is that it?
Yeah, the rumor is they're going to do a big summer tour next year. Mm-hmm. And they haven't worked together in 20, 25 years. So it'll be a big nostalgia thing for everybody who loved their music in the early 90s.
I thought we had some other stuff from them besides just that one song. Where's the other?
This is Will by himself.
Yeah. This is how old?
This is mid-90s, I would say.
See, this doesn't sound like the usual rap stuff to me.
Yeah, it's poppy.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, a lot of times Will would do songs for his film, too. He would, you know, he did Men in Black. He's done...
Did he do one for Bad Boys?
He might have done a version of Bad Boys. Bad Boys.
So, this is something to do because he's successful and everything else. He wants to sort of go back and prove to himself and the audience that he still has it. Is that what this...
Well, and I also think there's such a push on, you know, the generation that he grew up with are now, you know, they're adults and they want to be reminded of being kids again. I mean, I would totally go to see DJ Jazzy Jeff in the
Has he ever won the Kennedy Center Honors, Will Smith?
I don't think so.
Can you imagine if he wins and he goes up there with DJ Jazzy Jeff?
Why not?
Got the award. Just seems like a little off. But that's just me, an old white guy. Hello.
Yeah, why? I mean, let me ask you this question. Yes. Why would you go see ELO or whoever
I love
dumb
ELO.
People
are?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Why? Because it makes you feel young, right?
Right. You make me feel so young.
Oh, boy.
You make me feel like...
Can we hear Summertime, Peter? Because that's a good DJ.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Good one.
It's Simple Mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Hey neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Another half hour of conversation, information, things you may not know about one way or the other. We're here to help you through the day with information, conversation, opinions. You can join us by dialing 888-302-3684. Us includes me. I'm Doug Steffen. He's Rich McFadden, and he's Kenny Kessler. We're on top of all kinds of things, including a problem that more and more people are having health-wise, and that is motion sickness. Richie, have you ever had motion sickness? Things that happen when you're on an airplane, let's say.
Not so much
or
on
the
airplane,
roller coaster or that kind of stuff.
And I'm a boat guy.
Boats, yes.
But I will tell you, I've had one or two adventures on a boat where I wasn't feeling too well.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other experience I ever had is I went to an air show and went out on a World War II biplane, or World War I biplane. And the guy said, "How do you want it?" And I said, "See if you can get me sick."
Oh, nice.
He came real close.
Wow. Kenny, what about you and motion or travel sickness?
The first time, shortly after I moved out to San Diego, we went on one of those whale watching excursions.
Yeah, right.
And,
yeah.
And that made me a little bit woozy.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 90s, when it was kind of a fad to do that shaky cam kind of thing.
Yeah.
When they would do that, like NYPD Blue used to do that all the time. That used to make me feel a little woozy.
Most people think of motion sickness in the context of transportation or reality, like you're talking about in a roller coaster or something that you are actually involved in physically doing that would induce that kind of sickness, the nausea, the dizziness, headache sometimes. Some experts believe that this is a growing concern as technology becomes more pervasive in schools, workplaces. Sort of to follow up on what we were talking about in the last half hour of the Good Day program. Didn't listen to it. You can go to hour number 2 for today and check out. It's October 7th, by the way, Wednesday. The essence of technology is everywhere. And I said, you can't move without having it. And I didn't realize at the time that it sort of fell into what I wanted to talk about with you for a while here. The advent of the virtual reality that you have in your workplace. I went to a 3D movie over the weekend. Very, very good movie. The Martian.
Yeah, I saw it in 3D too.
Okay. So even with that, I became a little, not a lot, but I became a little queasy.
Really?
Yeah. You can, under that circumstance.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. And if you drive really fast, I remember driving almost 140 miles an hour once, and that motion made me feel like I was going to get sick. I wasn't, did I say I was driving? I wasn't driving.
I was about to say.
No, I was in the passenger seat with a European race car driver on the Murano racetrack down in Florida. And we were, I think at 1:48, I became sick. And it was not until we stopped, however, that I was able to complete the transaction. Thank heavens. But that's the kind of stuff, the sensory conflict that you have, the mismatch, if you will, between what you see and what your body is experiencing. And so, and it happens sometimes people in the backseat of a car. But what I'm talking about more now is the research that's out this week about the premise that the human body constantly in motion sometimes can, and most of the time actually, can make up for the feelings, the inequities between the top of your body and the bottom of your body, or what your brain is feeling as your eyes look at things and how it can sort of process that stuff. And what the reality is at work now for a lot of people, because they're moving so fast, they, you, from one computer to another. I have 3 computers in front of me. And sometimes I whiz through these screens because I'm in a hurry to get from one thing to another. And I wonder how much in the future this will make me queasy as I travel quickly. This is about quickly traveling. Your brain changes its orientation. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
So if you stand up quickly, sometimes that affects people. You know that feeling.
Yep.
You've had that feeling. And maybe your legs get a little weak underneath you. That happens when you're on a ship, Kenny. Much as you described, you can't maintain a steadiness. So you lose. That's how an older people who don't have good strength oftentimes lose their balance because of the same business, the motion sickness sort of effect. But back to the workplace, there are a lot of people measuring, there's a unit in a couple of college campuses that are working on measuring the differences in your body, and the sway between men and women is different. The digital stimulus that can make you sick. Video games have been proven to make people sick. The way the movement happens so quickly. And interestingly enough, women and men before the same games, women get sick quicker than men do. I wonder why that is.
Huh.
Some people feel it's because men are taller and they have a different body mass distribution than women do. And that way men don't get sick as much from the perceived changes, the perceived differences in the motion.
You know, with the bigger screens, mm-hmm. that has a large effect on this. The kids, they play a game now called Destiny, and it's kind of like a space conquer, save the world kind of thing. And you watch it, it's beautiful graphics on a big screen, and it's really realistic, and it's very kind of engaging. It gets your attention, and you're in the game.
It's real.
Yeah, and when you go to the arcades now,
mm-hmm.
they have these big screen games where you can actually sit in the chair that's reclined back, and the screen is over you, and you are absolutely 100% in this world. Mm-hmm. So I could see where you become a part of it and feel like you're in it.
Right. Yes. All right. So under the circumstances, what do you do about it? Well, the better the I guess what I'm doing, I'm thinking back to Pac-Man and how nobody ever experienced any kind of real awkwardness there because it was slow. But these new video games and the things that are used in offices that are sort of like video games, we have programs that we use here that are all about getting to information quicker, and they're almost like a game in a sense. So I guess really the bottom line here, because I'm a program that is interested in solutions, what do you do if you feel sick? If you're among the 30% of Americans who suffer from some kind of motion sickness, whether it's new at work or whether it's in your car or whether it's in an airplane or whether it's on a ship or wherever it is, eat something light. This seems counterintuitive, but it isn't. Put something in your stomach that's light, bland, like crackers. Don't eat greasy food.
Beer, light beer.
Have some beer.
That's what I do.
I'm sure it is. Actually, you're supposed to avoid all kinds of alcohol, Richie.
They always say
but
that.
Stay hydrated by drinking clear liquids, water mostly. And this is what does it for me. I can read on an airplane, and I can read in a train, but I can't read in a car.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
My wife is the same way.
I cannot read. If I'm in the passenger seat, Meredith's driving, I have to talk or take a nap or something, but I can't read. It's like almost instantaneous. It's not like it takes a little while. It's almost like that. So the other thing that the people doing this research say is that you close your eyes, lean your head back, and listen to music if you can. And also, if you can drink ginger in some way, put ginger in your body, it'll affect motion sickness. I had some ginger tea last night. Settle your stomach down with that. That's how it'll work. Okay, so hopefully that's information that'll help you at work or at play. Up next here on Good Day, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is one of our medical residents, talks about, among other things, the people who won the Nobel Prizes for medicine. That's here on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from 100-year-old Orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
We all know that drinking water is important for our overall health, but did you know that drinking water at the right time makes it more effective? For example, two glasses of water right when you wake up helps activate your internal organs. A glass of water 30 minutes before a meal helps aid in digestion. If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or to help fight off sickness, then grab a glass of water or two or three. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. In honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, JCPenney partnered with Eva Longoria to host an empowerment luncheon with Hispanic influencers and 12 exceptional young Latinas from the Eva Longoria Foundation in the Los Angeles area. Guests at the event included actress, producer, director, philanthropist, and businesswoman Eva Longoria, Jane the Virgin star Jaime Camille, ESPN commentator, former professional soccer player, and Gonzo soccer founder Monica Gonzalez, and the Legends of Tomorrow, three Los Angeles Latinas making an impact in their communities.
We are celebrating some Latinas that have benefited from the programs that we provide at the Eva Longoria Foundation. They work so hard all year round, and today we partnered with JCPenney to pamper them and applaud them for the work that they have done.
Panel members talked about how ambition, hard work, and philanthropy transformed their lives, all while maintaining and celebrating their identity. JCPenney recognizes the contributions of Hispanics and celebrates their heritage and culture. For more information on the event, visit jcpenney.com.
Hi, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Practices in Salt Lake City, Utah, is a Nuka chiropractor, specialist in the neck and the shoulder and the regions that most pronounced. And Jack has a very graphic way of describing how your head works on your spine. Think of a quarter, and that's the stem that holds your neck and your head onto your shoulders.
It's not very big, it's Dr. Pretty, Jack. I have a big noggin.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's a funny way of describing it. But,
but I think that's it.
That's the actual bony contact between the bottom of the skull and the top bone in the neck is about the size of a quarter.
Yeah.
All the rest of it's all meat.
All right. All meat.
I'm sorry, I just gave you my seventh grade boy laugh. Because you said bony contact and all meat. Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
So Jack is responsible for two things of note that I have great respect for. One of them is his podcast that he and his wife Mary put together every week, the Forbidden Doctor podcast. You can go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and sign up for it. What's the latest there? What's the thread in the theme this week?
Well, the one that comes out this Friday is three all-American foods you have to stop eating and what to eat instead.
Ah, all right, food.
Yes. Yep. Well, for the entire month of October, it's stuff you thought was good, and yep, maybe it's not.
I'm going to bring, well, I'm probably not going to, but I would like to, yes, Meredith shuns the spotlight. But Meredith, who's a lady in my life, has started the Long Life Energy Enzyme routine.
Oh, yes.
Jack has created it's basically a formula that's available also at ForbiddenDoctor.com, Long Life Energy Enzymes. She swears by them. She thinks that they give her all kinds of extra energy, power. She's very much a believer in being in the gym. So between the Long Life Energy Enzymes and the Super Beats, she's accomplishing great things. And so she wanted, well, I guess she told you that directly. But I think that until you get the concept here, there are lots of supplements on the market, and some of them are good and some of them aren't. Enzymes are what straighten out your gut. Right, Jack? I mean, that's basically
well,
it,
almost
line.
Every chemical reaction inside the human body requires some ignition force, something to ignite it and get it going, and that's mm-hmm. what enzymes do.
Yep.
Enzymes cause a reaction to occur much quicker, much more efficiently, and
right.
faster.
Things work better. All right.
Yes.
So if you're interested in having a long and happy and healthy life, you ought to contact, just go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on products, then click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes, and use the code Doug, you'll save 10%. Use the code Doug for 10% off Long Life Energy Enzymes at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right, let's talk for a minute about the Nobel Prize doctors, the work that they did on malaria. Most people don't realize how much of a problem this is around the rest of the world, Africa and Asia especially. We don't have that problem here, Jack, right?
No, we don't. And malaria wasn't all that big of a problem as long as we had DDT to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the population control people wanted to get rid of DDT.
Right.
And that's another story we don't need to get into really
no.
right now. But
no.
anyway, It'll take out anywhere from 500,000 to 1 million people a year, especially in the tropical areas where the malarial parasite thrives. And so what's happened is Drs. Campbell and Amura have produced a new drug.
It takes 18 years. There's a woman named Yu-Yu.
Yes, now she has another drug that's worked with a different kind of a parasite.
Ah, that's right, too, yeah.
So, in fact, she's the one who's really pushed forward the one with malaria. Yeah. Yu-Yu-2, there's an interesting name for it.
Nice name. Yeah.
And, you know, they used to, remember Walter Reed when they were digging the Panama Canal, and he came up with quinine.
Yes.
And that seemed to really do it. But malarial parasites are very adaptive to the environment in which they're in.
Yep.
And a lot of the drugs that they have used have been just totally ineffective for these things. So she's come out with a new one that seems to be very effective.
And Merck paid for all this research, so they'll benefit from it. But a good thing in this circumstance. Dr. Jack Stockwell, the ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
De Niro is great in this.
But nobody's expecting much out of you, so if I set you up with a boat, you think you can jump on his blankets?
No. Yeah, I'd have to be pretty high on you.
I bet you would, Grandma Red.
I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
Bring you down. Ben Stiller is in it. Who plays his daughter?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's Terry Polo.
Anyway, this was the number one movie during this week in 2000, and the movie music gets us started with Movie Moments here on the Good Day program. Chuck Curry is here to bring us some movie news and also a thought of the day, the Betty Davis way of thinking, is up next here on Good Day.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Your local pharmacist is also a HealthMart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her HealthMart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right. So, Tucker, the movie we were talking about, Meet the Parents, raked in $166 million. This is 15 years ago, so that's why they did a second and a third, and they all did pretty well, didn't they? Were they as good in your mind as the first one?
Well, the first one's the best. Second one was had good entertainment value. The third one was just so-so. But they were all profitable. But the first one, in terms of critical recognition, was by far the pinnacle of the franchise.
Mm-hmm. Betty Davis, responsible for our thought of the day today. She died in the state in 1989. What other people think of me is none of my business. How about that for someone who was on stage and always in the public eye? I thought that was pretty interesting. We all maybe ought to, the reason we bring it to you is the thought of the day.
Well, she evidently, I mean, by interviews, was a pretty blunt person.
Yeah, right. Not a very sweet person either.
She was,
yeah, kind of nasty.
Very interesting talent, to say the least.
Right, exactly. All right, so what's in the movie news bag today?
Director George Miller confirming that two Mad Max sequels are in development over at Warner Brothers. The latest Mad Max movie, Fury Road, which hit theaters this summer, opened to critical acclaim, did about $370 million worldwide, which means it was pretty much a break-even, but has performed very well on home video and digital services in its secondary release. A lot of people think, Doug, I don't know if you saw the film, that it'll be nominated for Best Picture. I thought it was one of the most visually stunning movies I've ever seen on the big screen. Other news, Paramount and Hasbro planning five more Transformers movies over the next 10 years. Yes, critics don't like these movies, but they make a ton of money worldwide, and Michael Bay, the director, probably will come back. This guy's probably made, I'd say, $300 million off the first four Transformer movies directing and producing, because he has a back-end deal on those movies.
He's a god at Paramount. They don't do anything over there unless they check with him first.
Well, with that franchise, he's maybe the only director to be able to do those movies on the scale that they do. He has sort of a knack for it. TV news event.
Yeah.
CBS planning to revive the MacGyver franchise.
Really?
And also planning to revive A-Team back on the...
Yeah, I saw that. The X-Files, the TV show, is premiering at the Comic-Con.
Can't wait.
But not coming out. It's not going to actually be up on the air until in January, right?
Right.
So, but they've done the first few episodes, so that's big news for some. All right, Chucker, you're a good man. Talk to you tomorrow here at Good Day. 59 past the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.